Welcome back to the channel. Thank you guys for all the support y'all be giving us, or well, me and my friend, as well as myself. In this episode, we will be talking about my experience with the Ouija board and also paranormal activity, as well as some weird ass dreams I've been having lately. So let's get into it. Alright guys, welcome back. It's been a little bit, so, man, I don't know where to start. I mean, I guess I could start, what was it, I used to live in New York City, or New York, when I was like 8 or 9. I used to go back to Jersey with my grandmother, God rest her soul, I love her to death. Anyway, I used to play with the Ouija board at her house, and it used to be fun, it was fun, but you know, it was like me, and like a few of my friends, we'd all play it. And it was fun. Like, really, really fun. I never had experienced stuff like that. One of my experiences that I had is we asked if there's a spirit around us, because I felt like someone was watching us. And we got an answer, said yes. But then, you know, as my curiousness grew bigger, I wanted to see what else I could talk to. So, you know, I went to cemeteries, I did all this other shit. I've gotten some really good, you know, like, experience. Like, you know, the board saying yes or no, who it is, and all that other shit, which is pretty dope. I had one really big experience that kind of set me off of playing the Ouija board for a little bit. Me and a few of my friends in Jersey went to the beach by my grandmother's house. Dark as hell, really can't see nothing. And we sat there at the table and put the Ouija board. And at the corner of my eye, I thought it was, at the time, I didn't know it was, but I thought I saw a person, like a real person walking. So there's a point, I thought nothing of it. I just turned, nobody. I was like, what the fuck? Playing it. So maybe me, I was like, was that who I saw? Were you the person that I saw walking? And I went to yes. I was like, oh, shit. So as we're sitting there, you know, we start hearing weird sounds, like the chains from the swings were bouncing when they shouldn't be. There's like this little spinny top thing, I don't know what the fuck it's called, where you were sitting like a spinny on it. And that starts spinning, no idea why. You know, the water's getting a little rougher out there, like you hear the water hitting the pier or whatever, the legs. So I kept doing it. And at one point, one of my friends decided to ask, is the devil here? And you don't do that with a Ouija board. And we got an answer, and then he was like, if this is you, devil, show us your presence. And I was sitting there, I was like, you know, you don't ask that shit, especially on the Ouija board. And there was this big arch came behind us, and I guess, like, after he said that, he was like, you know, let us know you're here. He, whatever pushed it over made a last, like, boom, like, it fell, was all that sound. And I just remember looking at him, looking at the other people. I was like, yeah, we can't do this no more. I was like, that was some weird shit. Even, like, leading up to that, too, I had some weird dreams when I was younger surrounding the Ouija board, surrounding that part of Jersey, surrounding that part of the, you know, playground, as well as me and my friends in there playing it. The only thing I didn't really account for was the garbage can. I mean, even to this day, I still get some weird dreams that I'll get into later regarding paranormal stuff. But yeah, you know, like, I moved to Florida recently, a couple, like, 6 or 7 years ago, I think. Played with it out there for a little bit. That was fun. Scary, but fun. I've dealt with, my fair shares of paranormal activity as well as experience. What was it, when I was living out there, I used to go to bed, like, I used to stay up late. I used to go to bed at, like, 5 in the morning. So, I'm up, it's like 5, everybody's asleep. I'm watching something, but I'm on my phone watching YouTube, and the TV turns off, and the remote was by me, so I was like, oh, I hit it. I get up to go use the bathroom, I come back, the remote's on the table, my phone's on the thing, and the TV's on. So, I had no explanation for that one at all. Crazy, crazy shit. Alright guys, welcome back. I'm sorry for that long ass delay. I was doing some shit for my house. So check this out. So I told you about my experiences when I was younger. I used to play the Ouija board, and still to this day don't know if that was actually a person or not. I know I said in my recent podcast that I've also felt experiences when I moved to Pennsylvania. Which, I knew Pennsylvania was very haunted, very whatever. But when you leave your energy in certain spots and there's something there, they will attach to it. Perfect example, which was pretty interesting, that happened to me literally not that long ago, maybe about an hour or so. I'm upstairs on my second floor where my nephew sleeps. And no one's here at the house. Like, it's just me, my family. Like, it's me and my parents, my one youngest niece, my sister, and my brother, but he was asleep. So I'm upstairs, I'm cleaning upstairs or whatever, and there's no window, okay? Sorry about that's my dryer in the background. I'm sorry, guys. But there's no window open upstairs at all, and they have a small fan that doesn't blow that much. So I'm wearing my wireless headsets, okay, and they're canceling out the noise, or so I thought. And I'm standing against the wall, and I'm doing something on my phone because I'm looking for something to listen to as I clean. And all I remember is, and I literally cannot make this up, bro, they're shooting through the wall. This dude's a fucking idiot. He's about to die. Anyway, basically what happens is the door slams shut, like completely. It just shuts, slams shuts, boom, closes. So I look around, I'm like, what the fuck? That makes no goddamn sense. So whatever, I didn't think about it as much. But now that I think about it, like, okay, that's the second time a door in my house has slammed shut. Now, can it be maybe from when I was in the cemetery? I don't think so. Because that was literally, like, what was that? Almost a year ago. So, with that being said, I have zero idea. Am I freaked out about it? Hell, oh jeez. Hell no. I like shit, like I said, I like shit that goes bump in the night that people can't see. That's what I like. That shit don't bother me. I like shit like that, I enjoy shit that, we can't see, that spooks everybody else. I think it's cool. Do I wish for that to, do I know people that, God damn it, that, do I know people that are afraid of that shit? Of course. But then again, I expect that to be that way when people don't really understand what they can't see, and they're not acceptable to the fact that they don't believe that there's something there. They just presume that it's presume. They presume what the fuck? They assume. My bad. They just assume. So like, it sucks. But I personally feel like, with that happening to me, now I know there's something here. Now again, regardless of family or not, I will be getting to the bottom of it. What I intend to do is, I don't know if it's gonna be tonight, but it might be. I might do Bloody Mary in my downstairs bedroom. Do that for now. And then, Jesus. No, no, no. Do that for now. And then. Fucking. Okay. Sorry. We'll do that for now. And then we'll see what happens. I might do that. I haven't decided. If not, definitely stay ready for, I want to say Friday. It's either Friday or it'll be. What the hell is it? Friday or I think Tuesday. I'll probably be put. We'll be posting up onto our channel on YouTube. So there's that. I'm not gonna make this like a long podcast. It's, you know, it's just what I've experienced so far. I mean, you know, playing with the Ouija board is fun, as long as you know what the fuck you're doing. Now, yes, I say, I'm like, oh, it's fun. It's fun. Which it is. But like I said, you need to understand and know what the hell you're doing. I'll be watching people on YouTube that be just goofing around like they're fucking stupid. And it's bogus. And it's bougie. Like, you don't fucking know. No. You don't know what's there. You can't assume that it's all good and it's all evil, you know what I mean? Because not everything is evil, not everything is not evil, not good. What I really hope to actually get out of this, though, to be honest with you, I want some clarity. Because I know I told my girlfriend this the other night, but I haven't told my friend. We were supposed to go do the, again, sorry about the noise in the background. That is the fucking dryer. And I forgot to tell my friend about this, which is kind of weird. I had a dream. I've been having a few dreams recently. A lot of them were creepy, but this one was top notch. I'll tell you guys this one in a minute, but let me go to one dream I have. You know, I have a few dreams where I'm just kind of like laying there, not able to move. So there's that. What else? I mean, you know, having the dream that I had recently, which was legit. Wednesday. It actually happened Tuesday and Wednesday, so it was the week leading up to, or it was that week leading up to our investigation that we're gonna do at the Crybaby Bridge. So the I know he's probably gonna listen to this, so the dream that I had was we were going to the bridge and we're going to the bridge, and I remember sitting in the car with my girl, and we were sitting there, and I remember I was sitting in the front seat with the camera facing him, like facing out to him, because we had the car lights on, and I remember. Something was in my ear and it said, "Get him off my bridge." So I was like, "Eh, what? Eh, what?" I was like, "What the fuck?" So, you know, I told my boy, I was like, "Yo, homie, come off the bridge. I think he only wants to speak to me." Oh, that's why. What the hell is this bougie ass shit? Well, that's what I thought at least. Well, so, you know, I do my thing. I go and wow. I go and I tell him, like, yo, bro, come back here. You know, we'll switch it up. I was like, we'll do, you know, you can sit here. I'm gonna take the camera. I'm gonna take my cell phone. I'm gonna take the camera and the voice recorder, and you can just have, you know, just sit there. Like, just sit in the car with my girl and relax. because I think it only wants to speak to me. Well, make a long story short, I get out the car and I'm standing on the bridge. I have, you know, I have the recording on my, on the, like the recorder on my, in my hand. And, I have the recorder in my hand and I have, the camera. And I was like, all right. And I called out her name. I was like, I have your baby. I'm here to return her. Return her. So with that being all said and done with, as I'm going out to do that, I hear what sounded like footsteps. Mind you, this is all in a dream. This isn't, like, this isn't, this hasn't happened in real life. And, like I said, I just remember telling my friend, like, hey, it doesn't want you, it wants me. And that's all I remember. Oh, jeez. So, you know, I got it to speak to us, and we got good evidence, but it felt so fucking realistic. And I do apologize for not telling you. You're probably listening to this podcast, bro, but I apologize I didn't tell you sooner. It was just, I don't know, it was like one of the weird-ass experiences that I had in a dream. I don't know what that is implying when we actually do go to the bridge, or whatever the case may be. I'm just hoping it's nothing too serious. You know, I'm kind of hoping that it's like a, you know, a good response. You know, I mean, I hope when we go to the, son of a, boop. I just hope we can go and when we do the bridge, I hope it's something completely different. I hope it's not, you know, completely how that was, because that would suck. Now I'm going to leave you guys with this. Well, okay, well, not here, but I'll leave you in a few minutes, and then I'm going to ask you guys a question, and I want you guys to, you know, respond back to me with, you know, the voice notes or, you know, whatever the case may be. I'm willing to listen. I want to hear what your thoughts are on, in your eyes, is there an afterlife? Is there a life after death? Or when you die, do you just die? So with that being said, my questions will be coming in a couple minutes. That was part of the question, but I do have a serious question. So thank you guys for listening, and we'll be right back after this short break. Alright, and like I told you guys, I will be saving this question. I mean, I kind of asked you guys it before I ended the second segment of the podcast. So here's my question. And again, y'all can hit me up. I got my Twitter handle. I can put that up, I'll put that in the description. You could hit my DMs like that. Y'all can do the voice recordings in here and come directly to me, and I can answer those in a podcast coming up. But my main question is, and I want to know this: do you guys believe that there is a life after death, or are you just stuck here? I want to know what you all think. Again, I'm not asking you if you're, you know, a believer in God or, you know, whatever the case may be. That's not what I'm asking. All I'm asking is, what is your take on if there's a life after death, honestly. I want to know what everybody's take is. So that being said, I bid you adieu, farewell. Until next time, guys, thank you for listening, thank you for supporting me, and hopefully we can continue and we can grow from this. But like I said, either Tuesday or maybe Friday of this week, this week coming up, there will be a video on our YouTube channel, and it's going to be honestly, it's gonna probably be about my experiences and shit like that about doing the Bloody Mary here at my house. So just keep ready for that. Thank you for your support, and I'll see you guys next time. Peace.